Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Welcome to Jamie D and Big Newt. I'm Jay with D'Amico. He is Big Chris Newton. And after a one-week hiatus, we are coming back to you. We're talking about a big win against the Chiefs and a big game coming up against the Dallas Cowboys. Big Newt, I would imagine you slept well after that game against the Chiefs, huh?
You damn right I slept like a baby last night. Man, let me tell you something. We ain't dead. That's all I've been telling people. We ain't dead yet. We might die, but we ain't dead. So very happy of being able to pull out that win last night, man. We're going to talk about that infamous call also.
All right. So the Bills improved their playoff odds of getting in to 42%. And it's really in their hands right now. If the Bills win out this season, it'll up them to a 99% chance of getting into the playoffs. This is the definition of controlling your own destiny. Here the Bills are. Tough week. You had all kinds of criticism coming from Sean McDermott. We'll talk about that too.
Yes.
And they're coming for Sean McDermott. And the Bills, I've got to hand it to them. They were resilient in this game, and it was great to see them go into Kansas City and pull one out when neither team played a perfect game, but who was left standing at the end? That was our Buffalo Bills.
Indeed it was, man, and it wasn't pretty at times, man. I mean, but hey, when you got two good teams going head-to-head, those things can happen. So, and like I said, I'm glad we were able to pull it out because the narrative today would have been a lot different. Going back to what you mentioned before about McDermott during the bye week, I'm not going to say allegations, but I guess it did happen. Back in 2019, he was given a pep talk and it surfaced what he said, and it was saying something essentially like the terrorists during 9/11 had to have teamwork to pull off that horrific situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that somehow resurfaced, I don't know how, 4 years later. So he was dealing with that, but the Bills brass, city of Buffalo, you could tell last night in the post game, he was emotional.
Yes.
Usually he's not emotional. He don't laugh. He don't smile at the wins. He just, but I'm sure at the 2 weeks he's been through or the week he's been through, for us to be able to pull it out, man, because if we would have lost, man, they would have been digging on him. So I'm happy from that standpoint, not only us beating the Chiefs, but, I mean, to me, beating the Chiefs, not a regular season, that's like old hat. I mean, I feel like we've been going to Kansas City whooping them, you know? Yeah. So it's old hat, but I'm happy for him, man, because like I said, I'm not necessarily – I know it probably comes off on the pod like I'm a Sean McDermott fan. I'm a fan of the Buffalo Bills. And like I said plenty of times before, if you could guarantee me somebody that could win me a Super Bowl, I would fire him tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, man, I respect what this dude is doing with this defense. I mean, it's Band-Aids, bro. It's Band-Aids. And we're pulling things out.
Well, I don't want to gloss over the three-part article that came out from Tyler Dunn of Go Long, because it was more than just that one quote from 2019. It was interviews with 25 former players, coaches, and front office members that were affiliated with the Buffalo Bills, who most of whom had terrible things to say about McDermott, such as coaches can't stand working for him. And you've seen that. You've seen quite a bit of attrition.
I would believe that.
Yeah. Bobby Johnson, Heath Farwell, Chad Hall, they all, Leslie Frazier, all left of their own accord. for lateral positions who are not doing anything. Brian Daboll was shopping himself around before he got the head coaching job. He told Brian Flores that he wanted out of Buffalo and was willing to go to Miami as the offensive coordinator. That came out in the discovery of Brian Flores' discrimination suit. So when you combine all of those things, along with his inability to connect with Josh Allen that they talked about, they mentioned that that he is basically a narcissist and will not share credit with anyone. We know that he doesn't take criticism, nor does he share credit. I mean, there's evidence of that. But all of that coming out at once on the heels of the Von Miller situation, which is ugly as hell.
Right.
You had a rough couple of weeks, and it was one of those cases where I'm just sitting there saying, why can't we have nice things? Well, then the Bills came out flying in the first quarter, only yes. to see the Chiefs make adjustments, and the Bills did not counter with their own adjustments. And what early on looked like a game that was going to get out of hand in the Bills' favor looked like a game that the Bills were going to lose. But they muscled through it. I think with all they had going on off the field, this is a good win.
I agree. And like I said, man, before, I mean, it keeps us alive. All right. And now the way things are shaping up, we got Dallas. We know Dallas doesn't play well at home. On the road, excuse me. Dallas does not play well in weather elements. It's going to be a high of 40, low of 20. Supposed to be a little rain in there. I mean, I hope it's terrible. I hope they get everything in New York supposed to be getting today. I know mm-hmm. we got it pretty bad in Virginia last night. You know, tornado warnings, a little snow, wind, gusts. We lost power for a little while. Hopefully all those things happen next Sunday afternoon. You know what I'm saying? Make them play in the worst elements. Then we got the Chargers. I don't know if you saw, but they lost their quarterback. Their quarterback might be out. He broke his finger.
What?
On his throwing hand. Yeah, Justin Herbert broke his finger on his throwing hand, so I don't know how long he's going to be out or whatever. But, yeah, read that today. I don't think he finished the game yesterday. All right? And then you got to take care of McCorkle, man. You got to beat the Patriots or whoever's starting for them now. I don't know. I haven't watched them in a while. Whoever starts for them now, whether Zappe, McCorkle, whoever. Yeah,
Bailey Zappe actually had a good game.
Well, you got to be Zappe.
You have
so to be that's Zappe. Just the way it is. And then, I mean, hopefully if we win those games and come down to Miami, maybe Miami clinches and they ain't trying to win, you know. So everything is still in front of us. We own our own destiny. And it started with yesterday and us pulling that out, man.
If the Bills win out, there's a 99% chance they're in the playoffs.
Yes. And I love that everybody is the way everybody's talking today, the talking heads. Nobody wants to see us. If we do make it in, we still got a chance. It's still there for us, Bills Mafia, for us to accomplish everything we want to accomplish. Are you scared of Baltimore?
Absolutely.
Baltimore. You're scared of Baltimore right now.
Absolutely.
I'm not. I'm not scared. For me to be scared of Lamar Jackson, you had to beat me first. Like, that's just like any man. Like, if I'm in a fight, like, I'm not acting like I'm a fighter or a tough guy, but you would have to beat me up every day for me to stop because I'm going to still try to get some. We're never going to be cool until I get my one up.
You wouldn't be nervous going into a fight no matter who it is?
I'm not saying, you know what I mean, dude. I'm talking about a regular person. I ain't talking about Mike Tyson. Hell no, I'm not fighting Mike Tyson.
No, I was talking about me.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. You give me absolutely zero fear.
That's the right response. I've said more often than I care to admit that I am the biggest wuss I've ever met in my life.
And... but I would never fight you, though. Come on.
Well, I understand.
If I fight you, then it's only going to make me look bad. Like, if I fought you in public, everybody, leave him alone. Come on. leave him alone. You could be totally in the wrong. You could grab my wife's butt, and I'm defending her honor, and then everybody look at me like, come on. Knock it off. It's your fault. Blah, blah, blah.
I got to say, I think that if you came at me, everybody would assume that I had it coming.
You know,
just know, dude.
But yeah, I mean, but anyway, I'm loosely saying that because I'm not scared of Lamar. Would have to beat me two or three times before I'm scared of him. Like okay. if we play in Baltimore, I would still feel good about that.
Okay.
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe you're saying, Newt, you're being, you know, you're drinking the Kool-Aid this morning because we won. No, I would say that anytime. Like the Chiefs, we beat the Chiefs all the time. That's why really, and don't get me wrong, we need an AFC win, right? But I would have rather beat the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for the AFC part and the standings, like, man, we beat the Chiefs all the time. I want to beat the Eagles.
In the regular season, yes, that's true.
Right, in the regular season. I would have rather beat the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool. I'm just, you know, because we beat them all the time in the regular season, in Arrowhead, you know? So, now it makes it feel like the 13 seconds was more of an anomaly. You snuck out a win there. You know, so that's what makes it so funny, that Patrick Mahomes' reaction, and I'm sure we're going to get into that too.
I feel like the 13 seconds was an indictment of McDermott more than anything else, but hey.
But what about last night?
Last night, I thought the Bills played well. I don't want to go as far as to say that it was totally well coached. I like that the Bills were going to try to put up points at the end of the half. I don't entirely agree with how they did it. I really think that there needs to be some look into the play calling of Joe Brady. I think we're seeing some of his warts.
Yes.
For example, continuous going to that bubble screen play that was not working all game was just terrible. The way the Bills handled it at the end of regulation with 2 minutes and 12 seconds on the clock, the Bills get
still throwing the football.
They get a fortunate first. They run three plays and only 6 seconds came off the clock.
Yep.
Shame on you, Joe Brady.
Yes, I agree. That was
and one of those throws was one of those plays that doesn't work.
Yes, I it totally agree.
Yeah,
I totally agree. And my thing is, Stephon Diggs ain't a bubble screen guy.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a route runner. He's not a guy like your boy down in Miami. You know, you just give it to him and he can just make people – like, that ain't him. He's a route guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know why we keep doing that. I guess we just do that to get him catches so it make it look like, you know, he's our leading receiver as far as catches and not yards or whatever. But I hate it too. I don't get it. And like you said, I don't know what we were thinking. Throwing the foot, you should just run, get down to the 2 minute warning, maybe make them use timeouts. I did not understand that for the life of me.
Because you run the ball once there, you're down to the 2 minute warning.
Yes.
The other thing, and this was pointed out by Joe Buscaglia, in the first half, the 12 personnel, meaning two tight ends, worked well. They ran 10 plays in the first half, gained 72 yards. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, the Chiefs made adjustments. And in the second half, the Bills ran 12 personnel on 13 plays, gained only 29 yards. That's 2.2 yards per play.
Yeah.
Wasn't working. You got to switch out of it. You can't stay that true to your game plan that you keep going with things that are not working for you.
I 1,000% agree. And to piggyback off that, even when we don't have 12 personnel in it, right, we can have multiple receivers. I feel like instead of having a bunch formation, I feel like we need to spread it out more. Because now if you go four wide and spread them out, now we don't have 8 and 9 in a box.
Yep.
But when you have a bunch of receivers close to the line of scrimmage and close to the box, you're bringing men into the box. And then when you try to run, it's still 8, 9 in the box. I cannot understand that for the life of me. It's like you did what you did what they wanted you to do. And yep. I don't get it.
And not only is it an issue on running plays, it was an issue in the second half on passing plays too, because the Chiefs were blitzing quite a bit.
Yep.
The problem with the bunch up formation is you have a lot of bodies. When the defense is blitzing, there's players who have to be open. It's just simple mathematics.
Right.
But what you've done is you've created a lot of traffic in the field, which makes those open players far more difficult to find by the quarterback.
I agree. agree.
I'm so smart, aren't I?
You are, man. For a guy that never put no pads on before, man, you know what you're talking about. I agree, man. It was frustrating. And that's how I felt throughout the game. I was like, we're up 10, but I felt like we're going to blow it. And then especially how the second half went, I was just like, I don't get it. Like, I was just, once again, it's certain times where I feel like it's the Tyrod Taylor days. Like, you're just going to blow this game, right? And I threw you a layup you didn't go for, so I'm going to throw the layup again. As far as the referees concerned, okay, with the Kadarius Toney play.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the greatest plays that didn't count in NFL history.
My God, yes.
All right, but he was offsides. Do we both agree on that? Because I saw your tweet last night, or I saw it early this morning.
Yeah, we agree.
He was notoriously, infamously offsides.
Yep.
It's not a debate, right?
Nope.
But what you can debate is why did the referee call him? All right. Usually, and this is what I don't understand. I haven't heard anyone talk about it. Once again, I've been at work all day. I didn't hear Sal's show at 10 o'clock and all that stuff. We're recording Monday afternoon. But when you, as a wide receiver, you come up to the line and before every play, you look and you point to the referee will have his foot there or something or his arm up, showing you whether you're on sides or not, right? For some reason, I guess they didn't happen that play. So he lined up in the neutral zone, right? You could clearly see that he's off sides. The flag was immediately thrown. Mm-hmm. It isn't like they waited to see how the play was going to turn out, because they're going to be like, oh, y'all cheating. You know, because I know if it happened to us, I'd probably be yelling that same thing too. They threw the flag as soon as the ball snapped, you throw the flag, right? So, yes, it could be proper etiquette for the referee to tell him to scoot back or whatnot. But that late in the game, I guess he figured that he should already know where to line up. But
there's another side to that, big guy.
Yes, I'm about to finish that, though. And
okay, good.
I tweeted this out, right? And I haven't put on pads in 25 years, but look at the formation. I took a still shot of the formation. Look at the receiver on the other side. The receiver on the side is supposed to be on the line of scrimmage. You're supposed to have two people on the line of scrimmage, right? You can have three in the backfield, all right, or wing back, backfield, whatnot, but you need two people on the line of scrimmage that are not linemen, that are eligible. On the other side, it was only one player. It was Tony. The other receiver was off the line of scrimmage too. So that, if anything, is should have been a legal formation.
Also, the right tackle for Kansas City
was in the backfield.
Far behind the line.
Was in the backfield, yeah. He was in the backfield. He was in the backfield. So
there's yet another perspective on this, but I don't want to hijack your thought.
That was it. That was it.
Okay. So the other thought here is, isn't it incumbent upon the receiver to turn and check with the referee?
Yes.
It is not up to the referee to start yelling to a dude halfway across the field, yo, dude, you're too far, you're offsides, back up, dude. That is not their job. It's the job of the receiver to turn and look at the side judge, and the side judge will give him a hand gesture as to whether or not he's lined up correctly.
Right.
Kadarius Toney did not do that on that play.
Yep. Yeah.
So, should the ref have told him? The ref would have told him if the ref was asked.
If he would have asked him, he would have told him to back up. Yep.
So, let's talk about the reaction of Kansas City for a moment. The entire team. Okay, Mahomes losing his mind. Absolutely losing his mind. Bitching about it to Josh Allen after the game. That you shouldn't be doing that. To the media. You've got Andy Reid. You've got Kadarius Toney, you've got Mahomes yet again talking about how bad the call was.
Right.
Why are they losing their minds over a call that was correct?
I'm going to tell you what. Here's where I looked at. This is what I've been telling everybody all day. When you were harassed last night, you get frustrated. And when something finally breaks, you're feeling like, well, dang, because I kind of felt like that. Do you remember it was like third and forever, I believe, in the first half? Excuse me, I don't know, remember the exact play, but the situation, but it was like third and forever, and we picked up like a 20-yard gain, and then they threw a flag for holding on mm-hmm. Deion Dawkins. And then I was like, okay, because me and Jay, like, whenever it's a flag against Buffalo, I'm like, it better be egregious, right? Mm-hmm. And so you saw Deion Dawkins, I think that was, I don't know if that was Jones or not, but then he rushed him, took two steps, and then Dawkins pulled him down. And I'm like, that's holding? And I'm it like, was. That, but Jamie, that is kind of like what we're talking about. Also, that happens almost, you could throw that almost every other play. So, and then for us to get like the big, one of the biggest plays of the night, it makes it feel like that, okay, you don't call it any other time, but you're going to call it when we get a 20-yard pass off. So it just feels weird, right? Okay. So now, like I said, with Mahomes, and once again, and Von Miller, man, shout out to it. I guess you going through these legal troubles, you got arrested 10 days ago. I guess that put fire in your butt. He actually looked like a player yesterday. I was like, ooh, I'm going to start a GoFundMe to make sure to keep him out of jail the way he was looking last night. He looked good. He looked like a player.
You know, he still isn't doing a great job of bending the edge the way you'd like to see him, but it seems like his ability to get off the line of scrimmage is improving.
But, James, what I'm saying is at least he did something. Yeah. He ain't been doing nothing. I mean, nothing.
Well, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying he's not bending the edge merely to say he's not fully back, but there's a marked improvement
right.
in his performance.
Because, I mean, before, I was like, man, get rid of the guy. He ain't doing nothing. At least he was getting some pressure. But I do agree with you. Yeah, he ain't what he was. But I'm like, okay, he made a couple of plays. Maybe we could build on that, get ready for up to Miami. You know, maybe he could, you know, be a factor, right? Mm-hmm. But anyway, going back to your original question, Mahomes was probably frustrated. We was in his grill. He threw an early interception to my boy AJ Epinesa from the St. Louis metro area. Shout out to him. All right. And so I think it was more frustration, not just nearly the call, but it was, I think, the situation. Also, now that's his, third loss in four games.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to the Eagles. They beat the Raiders. Lost to a bad Packers team or okay Packers team, and then us. So I think all those things mounting is the reason why he felt that way.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. I really makes sense, but I really just don't understand why the Chiefs think that they are immune to penalties. It just seems so strange to me.
Well, I guess it
must be that they've gotten so used to being on the other side of these kinds of calls. I mean, right. They literally won a Super Bowl because of a bad call.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't happen to us. They feel entitled. I mean, and when you've been where they've been, I guess I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I'm just happy for it just worked out for us. You know, because I feel like it maybe, you know, it always evens out. I don't know, but, you know, I just feel like, I ain't going to lie, dude. I just like, man, we're going to lose. This is going to be the end of the season. What am I going to say on the pod tomorrow? I mean, I didn't think we would pull out. But when they threw the flag, I thought it was probably going to be against us.
I just assumed so because when do the calls go against the other team?
Right. You know what I'm saying? I just figured it'd be holding. So, all right. So now my mind is, okay, it's a minute and a half left. We got timeouts. You got to drive down the field and score.
Mm-hmm.
You got to drive down the field and score. So that was my mind. But to see it come back and it was there, I'm like, oh. And then my son, Jalen, sitting there watching, like, man, just decline it. Let them have the touchdown because he felt like they was going to score anyway. He's like, just decline it. So at least we got a chance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, but we stopped him, man. Like I said, man, hats off to McDermott. You know, he stopped him. We got to stop. I got to, he got a neck stinger again. I'm like, we're just out there with mud and water trying to, you know, seal up a hole in the Titanic, man. So, I mean, we got it done yesterday.
How frustrating would it have been had they converted that 4th and 15?
Did you? I thought they was, though. I mean, and that's why I really hate watching it on TV, because all you see is him drop back, but you don't see where he's throwing. You got to wait for the TV to get over there, and I'm just like, oh, I can't believe this victory formation we actually won. And then even when we broke up the pass, I'm still making sure there ain't no flags, ain't no funny business before I was like, I can't believe we won this game, you know?
Okay, so that play was actually very anticlimactic for me, and I'll tell you why. And this is the worst. I was at the bar that was having problems with the feed, and it was buffering, but it wasn't advancing with the game. It was buffering and then re-entering where it was in its spot. So we were probably a good 4 minutes behind the actual game when we were watching it.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. And then there was a dude by me who had a friend who was at the game who FaceTimed him. And the guy's like, it's good. It's good. We're fine. We're fine. We won it. We won. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. I really would have preferred to know if we had lost the game as opposed to won the game in that moment, because it took away the excitement that I would have had otherwise.
But my thing is, if I would have been there with you watching it, I would have just watched it on my phone.
That's what a lot of people were doing.
Yeah, I couldn't have did that. Especially this game at this point. Now, we lost that game, and I kind of think we're out of it. Next week, I probably would have been that way. But no, that game, what was on the line? No, sir, I would have turned and watched it on my phone.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes, sir.
So there's another big game coming up, because
yes,
all of the games are big at this point. However, the Cowboys, good team, got a quarterback that is right in the middle of the MVP conversation.
Yes.
But they're an NFC team.
Right.
So it's not quite as much
important for us to beat them.
I was trying to look for a better word, but it's not as important.
I'm sorry that, you know, my vocab isn't up to snuff for you, but yeah, that's what you're trying to say.
Dude, I couldn't even come up with the word important. I think you did much better than I did.
Yeah, man. If we're going to lose a game, lose this one.
That's basically what it comes down to.
But this is a winnable game because it's at, like I said earlier, it's at home, friendly confines, and it's going to be cold. They don't play well. So this is an opportunity, bro. And if we win this game and we slip up somewhere else, let's say the backup quarterback for the Chargers come and beat us. Let's just say we can't get past Miami for some reason. It gives us, you know, because I feel like if we lose twice, we're done.
Yes.
Right? We're done. If we win out, we get 11 wins, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we win out, we get 11. We lose one, we get to 10. I don't think 9 is going to get us there.
I think you're right.
You know, so let's just get this win, and if we slip up the last 3, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like I said, I like my chances. And once again, maybe I'm just looking at it through rose-colored glasses right now, but Dallas does not play well on the road in the cold. And they're coming off a big win against the Eagles.
I love it
because I was so rooting for them last night. I'm sitting there, and it was – oh, man, last night was great. Last night, I'm listening to the post game, right? I'm watching Dallas. I got 2 TVs in the boomer room. Got 2 55-inch TVs on top of each other.
Ooh.
Right? So I'm listening to the post game, right? I'm watching Philly-Dallas on the top TV. And then 60 Minutes was on after our game. I wasn't really paying attention to that. But then after that was the Grammy Awards tribute to 50 years of hip-hop. That was awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm just in a great mood, man. I've got the TV up, all loud, kids trying to sleep, my wife trying to work. Turn it down. No, sir, I'm not turning it down. I'm celebrating. So it was good last night, right? It was good last night. So I'm sitting there rooting for Dallas. They just scoring and killing the E. They all in his face. I'm like, yes. Now they're primed for an upset, even though we're 2-point favorites.
We're Which 2-point is surprising favorites right to me.
Yeah, we're 2-point favorites right now. Mm-hmm. So they're primed for an upset. Now, if Philly would have beat the mess out of them, I think they'd probably come to Orchard Park with more of a chip on their shoulder. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're going to be coming in like a fat rat, you know what I'm saying? Thinking they could beat up on us and all this. Yeah. I don't know, man. They're going to fly up here. It's going to be cold. They really don't need the game. We need it. I think mm-hmm. it sets up nicely.
It is setting up nicely. There's no other way of looking at that. It's setting up very nicely. And if the Bills, if they're going to do what we think they should be doing, prove it from here on out. Show us what you are.
Yeah.
Show it.
Yeah.
And I think they can, because I think this is a team improving. And we always talk about it. What you're looking for is a team that is peaking at the right time. True. This is a team that is showing they may have what it takes to peak at the end of the year. Let's see it. Let's see them take a step forward.
No, I agree. The opportunity's there. Cincinnati, yeah, they beat the Colts. That's fine. Okay. Pittsburgh, they dead in the water. Yeah. Right? Miami, I think, plays tonight. It's two Monday night games tonight. So Cleveland, yeah, are they Deshaun without Deshaun Watson? Yeah.
Well, they're winning.
Yeah, but are you scared of them?
With that defense, yes. They keep finding ways to win. There's something going right in Cleveland right now. So, yeah, I would not look forward to playing them.
I think you misunderstand when I say scared of them.
Probably.
I think you're misunderstanding. When I say scared, like the AFC to me is wide open right now.
I agree.
Okay, because once again, Miami, we've shown we can beat Miami. All right. Kansas City ain't Kansas City, and Kansas City ain't chiefing like they've been chiefing.
That's true. Yeah.
The Ravens, we've beaten the Ravens and they haven't beaten us. The Jaguars, they haven't been through the fire. You know? So all I'm saying is there's not a clear cut all the way into whatever week we're in right now. There's not a clear cut team that's saying that we could definitely lose to that team at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying by scared. Okay.
Everybody is beatable, is what we're saying.
Yeah, it's wide open. Yes. Are you scared of the Steelers? The Steelers are having a good year, but they're 7-6. Now, I know you ain't scared of the Texans. They ain't got the experience. Are you scared of Denver? I think we'd roll Denver if we played them. They're playing good right now.
Well,
the Bengals?
They are playing well, but the Bills did lose to them.
Yes, they did, and that's bull crap. We played them again. You would bet the house we beat them.
Yes, I would.
Okay. The Bengals without Burrow, come on. And my thing is, if we can't beat Cleveland without Deshaun Watson, if we can't beat Houston with a rookie quarterback, if we can't beat Denver Broncos, who we lost a dumber to, if we can't beat the Bengals, we said Burrow. You see mm-hmm. what I'm saying? We mm-hmm. beat the Chiefs. We beat Miami. That's everybody. And if we play Jacksonville again, and we got to go to Jacksonville instead of going to Europe or wherever the heck, London, wherever the heck we were,
mm-hmm.
I'll take that on a road to a Super Bowl. It's kind of like when we talk about with the NCAA tournament. I want all – what schools that you went to? What school is that?
Me? University of Dayton.
Dayton. If I'm Dayton, right, and I'm an eighth, ninth seed, right? I want the 1 seed, the 2 seed, 3 seed in my region to lose. It makes my road to the Final Four easier.
Right.
Right? So if you know that 1 seed ain't, you know, like Duke is usually 1 and they all always have the top NBA draft choice picks and stuff on their team. Yeah. Duke ain't looking like Duke now. North mm-hmm. Carolina ain't Carolina. They ain't Tar Heeling like they usually do. Right? So it makes you feel like as a Dayton fan, it's wide open.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. It's wide open. It is not a sure shot. Even though all of us, is plenty of parity. That's why so many teams are 7-6. And then the next group is 8-5. The 8-5 teams, Cleveland, come on. Chiefs, we just beat them last night. And then Jacksonville. All right, then the top two seeds, Miami, we already beat. Mm-hmm. And then Baltimore, who we always beat. And if we can't beat them, oh well. That's all I'm saying. Give us a chance. Right, as of right now, I'm not scared of any of the teams in front of us. We're all kind of right there, or they have never beaten us. I would take a road to Baltimore. Oh, how do you get this road? I got to go through Baltimore. Okay. That's way better than going through Joe Burrow. That's way better than going through Mahomes when Mahomes is usually on. That's all. So I know I just went on a rant. I apologize, but.
No, I like it.
You know, I feel good about it. We just got to take care of business, man.
Yeah.
Run the football, James. Plenty of James Cook. Last night was going to be known as the James Cook game. You know, ride James Cook, man.
Oh, and he looked so good, didn't he?
Yeah. Keep throwing those passes. My boy, Dr. Kincaid, he catches everything.
Yeah.
He catches everything with his hands. That was a beautiful pass to Hardy. That was probably one of the best passes Josh Allen threw all year. That was a BB. Perfect. Landed right in his hands. He went out of bounds.
That play when he was falling out of bounds and threw it to Latavius Murray, which
yes.
Murray conveniently dropped for no reason.
Yes, he did. But it was a catch, though. He
by the way, our good friend Fernando, who hosts the Bills podcast out of Brazil, had the absolute best tweet in regard to that play. Because if you notice, the first player from the Bills to try to dive on it was Gabe Davis, who effectively pushed it out of bounds. And he said that Gabe Davis actually dropped a ball that was already on the ground.
Eggnog. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, man.
But, man, Gabe Davis, man, he gets open. It's just. The times he get open, Allen can't find him.
Well, we saw him get open once.
Yeah.
Twice. Once he dropped it. Once Allen missed him.
Yeah. So.
Gabe. What are we going to do with that guy? Anyway.
I have no idea. I have no idea. But, yeah, man. So, I'm looking forward to the Dallas game. Tickets are affordable. They're about $170. I mean, $160, $170 to get into the building. So
that's not bad.
Yeah, you feel like making an 8-hour drive up home, man. Just hop in the car and go.
I am going to be in the Western New York area on Monday, but not going to be able to make it up on Sunday.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yep, too bad, man. But we'll be watching it, man. No, what you need to do is go back to Western A, watch it with the same people, wear the same outfits.
Right.
Do whatever you need to do. Eat the same chicken wings and eat the same hamburger, you know. So.
And you would like it because their wings were legit at that place.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They're good?
Oh, yeah. They're really good.
You know I like my wings, man.
I know you do.
Don't tell my wife, but I love my wings.
I think she's aware.
Nice.
I think she's aware, man.
Yeah. So, good stuff, man.
It absolutely. I'm actually excited for the upcoming games. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Hopefully, we can be here next Monday singing the same praises, man. So.
Hell yeah. Buddy, I it's what you do after a victory, so let's hear your song.
That was a big win, so you get the hey, 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 hey. Shout out to Sal Capaccio. Let's go, Buffalo.